یا علی مدد. الوائز رائے ابو علی مشنری، وائز نمبر 538.
سینئر مشنری ابو علی اے عزیز،
بٹ آئی ایم سپوز ٹو ٹاک ٹو یو. Ginan's my favorite target, and I love Ginan. Number one, what is a Ginan? The word has been derived from Sanskrit word Gnan, half G, Gnan, and we say Gnan. It is in Prakrit and in Hindustani or Devanagari. It means wisdom, intelligence, spiritual light, for which they have used the word Jyot. Hope so, it may suffice. So Gnan means Jyot, spiritual light, wisdom, intelligence, and power of thinking, what is known as in our own common language, Vichar Shakti. Vichar Shakti means that particular lobby in human mind where the thinking power stays. Any question on this particular thing? I told them, what is Gnan? So, number two. Who made these Gnans? Gnans are a poetry composed by our holy peers. And when you know the poetry is there, automatically music is imbibed in it. Because poetry itself is a music. It's a part of music. And music is part of poetry. Both are blended in Gnans. Prose, common talk, is very simple and a source of human communication. But poetry everyone cannot understand. Poetry is for those people who have some kind of subtle ideas or who have refined mind. Nasim, come in. Come in. Please help me with a glass of water. I was talking to you about poetry. That poetry is for the refined mind. Everyone cannot understand poetry. A poet has a freedom to write in any way he likes. He is not bound by grammar. He can use his own terminology. He can even create words. Sukhira. بھر کے یہاں رکھ دو. Our Prophet David, we Muslims call him as Hazrat Daud alayhi salam. When God appointed him, he started preaching. You must be knowing that every prophet was a preacher, propagandist, a debater, orator. Though David was very talkative, very learned person, yet he could not attract people. In those days, they were in music, dancing, poetry, in all sorts of such things. So he said, "Oh Allah, people don't listen to me. Because, number one, my voice is not good. It was a hoarse voice. The voice was very hoarse. And people didn't like him. Secondly, he was talking in a very common language. And people, they were absolutely habitual of poetry, dancing, music, such things. God gave him a gift of voice. Within no time, his voice became melodious. God revealed to him his book known as Zabur, and in English we say the book of Psalms. P-S-A-L-M-S. You can find in the Old Testament there are so many books of Psalms. Although now you will find it in a way that Bible is written, and you won't find any poetical blend or taste in it, yet it was revealed in a poetical form. Allah says in Quran, we gave David the Zabur and gave him a melodious voice, and we also gave him the power to melt steel. Whenever Prophet David Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam touched iron or steel, it would become soft like wax, and he would turn anything in any form. When he used to preach after that, it is written in Ahadith, the books of the traditions of Holy Prophet, and also in the commentaries written by various interpreters of the Holy Quran, that whenever Prophet David came out and he started singing Zabur, people came out of their houses. They left their shops and business. Even the wild animals came out of jungle, gathered around him, and the birds came down to listen to him. In Arabic literature, there is an idiomatic phrase, if anyone has got very melodious voice, so they say, Lahne Dawoodi. Lahne Dawoodi. Anyone knows? Lahne Dawoodi. Lahn means accent, the voice. Lahne Dawoodi. So, Zabur was sent down like dinars we have, full of wisdom in a poetical way with music. Take any dinar of any piece. Although, in some dinars I have found some kind of mischief by bhagats recently, but otherwise, ginans are full of wisdom, knowledge, learning, and these are in poetical and musical sources to soothe your nervous system. Even without any instrumental music, you can produce music out of ginans. I give you some samples. Ginans have been written and composed by our peers The poetry that they have used is very subtle, refined. I myself am a poet. I compose in Urdu. I have also composed in Punjabi, but mostly I compose and write in Urdu. I have also composed some poems in Persian. I can very well value the value of Jinan. Swami Raja More Man Thi Na Visure Ji. You know, unfortunately, we haven't got the teachers now to teach Jinans in a way that our forefathers learned it from their forefathers and from their forefathers and from the peers. Although, during these so many generations, something must have been altered, yet the fragrance is there. Swami Raja You see the music inside? There is no instrument, yet the instrument is there. The word only Swami. Swami Raja More Man Thi Na Visure. Not that. Swami Raja More Man Thi Na There is a lamentation inside. There is a request inside. He is begging. He is crying to get his mercy. This only one line you can sing in very many various ways. O Mola, Swami means master. Raja means king. Why our peers have used Swami and Raja both together? Raja is also a master. But Swami means master. There might be a person that you are serving as a paid servant. But he is not a king. Anytime you can go out, leave his job. He is also your Swami. Husband is also Swami. Raja is also Swami. But here, Swami means master, Raja means the king, the supreme in whole area or the country. There isn't anyone above him. There may be so many Swamis. Raja is always one. There might be so many masters in your life, but the king is only one, one at a time. So that's why it is used as Swami and Raja. More man thi na visure. It's a lamentation and wish. My Mola, O my Master, O my King, I wish that you may not be forgotten in any way at any time. From my heart. Then he addresses his friends and brothers or the persons who are there. Suno suno mo man rahiya ho jire bhaiya. Suno, listen to me. Oh my brothers, bhaiya means brother. Oh brother, listen. Remain like that. Suno suno moman rahiya. Ho jive bhaiya. Whatever you are at present inside you, remain like that. That means you have come here to listen to him. Swami Raja More Man Thi Na Visure Suno Suno Mo Man Rahiya Ho Jire Bhaiya Teri Meri. He is addressing now to the Swami Raja. Teri meri saaya, ek man, ek chinta. Teri meri saaya, ek man, ek chinta. Swami Raja, bhara, pura rahiya. Your thinking and my thinking is just one. You are thinking about me. I am thinking about you. Teri meri saaya. Now from Swami and King, he has come to saaya. Saaya again. Set. But saaya also means the person with whom you are day and night living or sitting. It can be a friend, he can be a husband, he can be the master that a slave is serving day and night. Teri meri saaya. Because we are both liking each other. Ek man, ek chinta. Chinta means thinking and chitta means heart. Chitta, it means heart or insight. And when you say chint, it means thinking, vichar. Teri meri saaya, ek man, ek chinta. Swami Raja, again, the king, the master, bharpura rahiya. O jire bhaiya. O brothers, listen, O Papa, the King of Kings. There is an attribute to God. It is known as As-Sultan. As-Sultan, double S. Sultan means king, Raja. As-Sultan. O Mola Baba, O my King, whose order is prevailed throughout the area or country, bharpur rahiya, you are always absolutely full. Now the word bharpur, I remind you, an ayat in the Holy Quran, tabarakta rabbana, وَتَعَالَتَ يَا ذُو الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ تَبَارَكْتَ رَبَّنَا. O our sustainer, you are Mubarak. The word Mubarak in Arabic means one who is never short of anything. So when we say Barakat, it means ceaseless supply, ceaseless supply. Maybe money, maybe food, maybe water, maybe air, maybe anything. This is what barakat is. So, Allah is Mubarak, the giver of barakat. His khazano, the treasure that He has, no one has. He may give you anything all the time, yet nothing will be short in His treasury. So, you know, ginans, I was telling you that ginans are full of wisdom, learning, guidance, advice in poetical and musical way so that people may like it and feel ecstasy. Any question on this particular topic? subject. There are so many Ginans. I gave you one sample. Many people, particularly some of the Vaiseens, they are coming from abroad. And even many people here locally in Canada, they have an impression that our Ginans were composed just for the sake of conversion. It is wrong. This thing has come from the people who do not know Ginans. Our peers were Ale Rasul. They were from the holy family of Hazar Imam. No peer can be appointed outside Hazar Imam's family. No one. And every peer who is a Puthiyo's peer is having in him the Noor of Muhammad. Just as Imam is Noor of Ali, peer is Noor of Muhammad. They never played with us any game. They gave us the real gist, the essence of the Ginans. And if you read Ginans, slowly, slowly, you try to understand it, and the day will come that you will feel love for Hazrat Imam. Love is created in you. Love is created in you. Submission, love, sense of sacrifice, sense of understanding the beloved one, you can get it from the holy Ginans. Ab teri mohabbat lagi mere sahib, ab teri mohabbat lagi man mere mohabbat lagi. Sing Ginan as you are composing. Man mere mohabbat lagi mere sahib, ab teri mohabbat lagi. I love you, Mola. I have been subjugated by your love, and I have become compelled. I have become compelled. What kind of compulsion? To love you. When love possesses someone, Rumi says, all defects go away. Not love between a boy and a girl, but after a year they depart. Not love of this Western style love. People don't understand love. Rumi, he says that when love possesses you, it is like a fire burns everything except itself. Burns to dust, dissolves, and makes it disappear. Fire only remains fire. Put anything in fire, the fire will turn that thing into fire. It may be anything. Shad bash, Rumi says, عشق خود سودای ما. Oh my love, bravo to you. Be happy. شاد باش عشق خود سودای ما. اج اے طبیب جملہ علت ہائے مال. Remain inside me. Let you be alive all the time, oh my love. You are the doctor of my all sicknesses and diseases, because love burns everything. Oh Mawla, I love you. Ab teri mohabbat lagi. Now I am in your love. Mere sahib, ab teri mohabbat lagi. I don't want any different interference. Will you please close the door? So, you know, I was talking to you the subtle form of ginans. So ginans contain wisdom, ginans contain science, ginans have so many things, even to live, how to live a daily life. In ginans, we have predictions. The world of tomorrow is there in ginans. There is a history. In ginans, we can find how this universe started its existence. Scientists will take another century what ginans tell us. But the language that ginans have should be understood. I have been talking about ginans for the past 30 to 40 years rather. Ever since 40 years ago, Maulana Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah appointed me a missionary in charge of Ismailia Mission Center in Dar es Salaam. Even before that time, I was studying ginans many times. If you find a question, if you come across a problem in ginans, read other ginans, and a question from one ginan may be answered in another ginan somewhere. And it is very common. And if you really read ginans and study them with love and understanding, then Hazrat Imam will give you even inspirations to understand ginans. And this is my personal experience. Many times, all of a sudden, without any cause, I remember a ginan in a way that I never thought about it. And I came to know the inner meaning of that. Ginans, as I told you, have been forgotten as ginans. We simply kill time in Jamaat Khana. I give you a little example. Is in geometry, this is a straight line. And there is a parallel straight line. Like the rails, miles and miles and miles and miles they may travel, they will never meet. Two parallel straight lines will never meet. But if there is even slightest angle, say very slight angle, then this side will somewhere meet. Now people 500 years ago did not know geometry. The peers wanted them to understand a particular thing which you can find in a geometry for the reason. I'll give you the reason afterward. So what peer says, ek tila tira jo vaan ka jaave re bhai, ek tila tira jo vaan jaave kitna had thi tafawat pa re bhai kitna had thi tafawat pa. There is the arrow, and this is the aim. Aim is known as had. You are aiming, say, a spot about 500 feet away. And in those days, there weren't revolvers or the guns. So Peer said that take an arrow. This is the arrow coming like this, coming from an arc. And here is the eye of the person, the archer. He is aiming by closing one eye. This is the eye of the person. He is aiming this had. If the aim is exactly at the right angle, I mean straight line, it will travel and go through here. But suppose I have purposely, have you noticed? I have purposely made this little bit slanting. Otherwise the line should be here. But if the point of the arrow and the aim has 1/10 of an inch difference, ik til. Til means a very small thing. Till we eat. We, in English we say sim sim. A little till, if there is a difference. So this will travel in an unparalleled straight line. Ik til tir jo vanka jave. So as this will travel, here the distance is smaller, here is the bigger, it will be bigger and bigger and bigger. Ik til tir jo vanka jave, titna had thi tafawat paave. What Peer wanted to convey in this particular part? Why he wanted this geometrical equation? If your aim about hereafter, what is your aim? To unite with Imam's Noor. This is our aim. If you little bit slight, a very slight diversion allow you, if you allow slightest diversion, the goal will not be achieved. As you travel, you will be farther and farther and farther and farther from your goal. The aim will not be achieved. It's a science in Ginans. So in Ginans, I was telling you, my first question is, what is a Ginan? And now I'm telling you what Ginans contain. These Ginans are composed by Al-Rasul. There isn't anything Hinduism. Of course, there are many stories and many instances, many things from the Indian culture and people of India and their history, not the religion. Allah Himself has mentioned so many things in the Holy Quran. One-third of Quran contains stories and qasas. Qasas is the plural of qissa. One-third. One-third in Quran is law. And one-third Quran contains love and understanding and recognition of Imam, the spiritual affairs, ibadat, and other things, which contain also dua, that means prayers. I have composed, alhamdulillah, 121 prayers from the Holy Quran. Rabbana آتينا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. It's the dua. Rabb means the sustainer, our sustainer. ربنا آتينا, give us with your blessings. في الدنيا, in this world, وَفِي الْآخَرَةِ, and in the hereafter. حَسَنَةً, حَسَنَةً means virtues, نَكِيُّ, بَلَيُّ. رَبَّنَا آتَيْنَا فِي الدُّنِيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخَرَةِ حَسَنَةً, and our بَلَي and profits in the hereafter too. وَكِنَا, keep us away. Protect us, azabin nar, from the fire of the pain. Azab means pain. Wakina azabin nar bar rahmatika, for the sake of your mercy. Ya arrahamur rahameen, O the best of the merciful. What a nice dua. There is another dua. Rabbi Zidni Ilma. O my Palanhar, my sustainer, increase my ilm. So there are so many du'an. So I told you that one third of the Holy Quran contains these stories. So like that, there are stories in our Ginnans. If we read stories of kafirs and the forgotten nations in the past, in Holy Quran, we don't object anything about Quran. Why we have any objection regarding these stories in our own Ginnans? Why? Those stories Allah has mentioned because Arabs knew many such things. It was from their past history. Like that, our peers, they mentioned about the stories that generally Indian people were aware of about it. So Ginnans have not only stories, but if the stories are there like that in the Holy Quran, there is a moral behind it. We have to derive those morals. So in Ginnans there are stories. There are ways and methods of ibadat. There are practical guides and guidance. How to live in a world, how to live in a family, how to live in neighbors, how to live with your friends, how to make friends, and so many other things. So you know, Ginnans, number one, Gnan means intelligence, knowledge, the light of God. Then Ginnan. Ginnans are composed in a poetical form, music blended in it. Music blended in it. But actually Ginnans, most of the Ginnans, the majority stuff is full of lamentations and prayers to Mawla Baba. Any question? each one, there may be different. Like Ali, Hasan Hussein, Zainul Abidin or Hakim, or Sultan Muhammad or Karim, all Imams are one. Similarly, every holy peer is Nur of Muhammad. One thing I want you to understand thoroughly, absolutely strongly and unshakingly, and that is Shah and Peer. Shah and Peer. When we say Shah, it means Imam. Peer is Rasul. Our guidance, according to our Imam Sultan Muhammad Shah Salwatullah Alayhi, contain the interpretation, true interpretation of the Holy Quran. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned, and He has sworn in the name of the sun and the moon. He said, وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرَ, by the sun and by the moon. وَالشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمْرَ. Now what is that shams? Why God has to swear in the name of the sun which He has created and the moon? But here, shams is hot, the sun is hot, warm, full of energy, gives energy, the producer and the sustainer. And the qamar, the moon is a subject to the sun, cool and calm, dependent on sun. So Shams is Imam, the Nur of Imamat, and the Qamar, the moon, is the Nur of Muhammad, Piri. Those people who know Quran very well, not ordinarily remembering it by heart, no. Those who have the knowledge, even maybe little knowledge, some knowledge of Quran, they know that the attributes of God have Jalali aspect and the Jamali aspect. Jalali is hot and energetic like the sun, and Jamali, soft, cool and kind like the Qamar, the moon. Ali is Jalali, Kareem is Jamali, Rabb is Jamali, Jabbar, Al-Qahhar, Al-Qahir, Al-Hasib, Al-Raqib. These are all the attributes with Jalali aspect. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rabb, Al-Khaliq, Ar-Razik. These are the Jamali aspects. So Jalali aspects are like father, the paternal side, and the Jamali are the maternal side. So those which are Jalali, the paternal side, belong to Imam. and those of the maternal side belong to the peer. These are from the Quran. And in whole our Gnanic literature, you will find these two aspects. And wherever there is Swami, King, Sanya, Seth, Shah, Mean, Imam, the Noor of Imam. And the Peer himself has submitted as a dependent, as a created, as a humble slave to Hazrat Imam, Imam of the time, having Noor of Allah, having the Jalali aspect, and he is the Shams, the sun himself, and Peer is Qamar, yes.
If the Imam is Jalali, then why would Karim be Jamali?
Beta, I'm very sorry to hear this from you. You are at least 20 years old. Huh? Do you mean that Karim is Hazar Imam's Noor's name?
Oh, okay. No,
understand? It's the body. Hazrat Imam may wear a jubba, sometimes he wears a coat, sometimes he wears a sherwani, sometimes he is just in a shirt. Well, these are the dresses. Noor is absolutely different. But because he is also peer, and Peer is Kareem. So when you say Kareem, don't imagine Hazrat Imam's physical side. Ya Kareem. When you pray, you feel Hazrat Imam is before you. Or at least you are before him. Prayer means that. He is there. See how the peers have addressed to Maula Bapa, as if he is there, and he is certainly there. Look at, I'll give you another sample. A mashuk. I'm talking from the oriental side. Love in oriental literature, that what we have carried, has nothing to do with the love in the sense of Westerner people. They will never understand. To us, Easterners and Orientalists, particularly the Ismailis, love never extinguishes. Love never reduces. Suppose this is zero. If someone's love goes up to 10 feet, if it doesn't go to 11th, it will never fall to 9. It will remain at 10. If it goes to 100 feet high, even if it doesn't go 101 feet, it will never come to 99. Whichever is the level of love, it will remain there. It will increase, but never reduce. That is our love. Another thing is, in our literature and side, love never demands. Love has no condition. Not at all. So whenever our peers, they have talked about love, they have talked to Hazrat Imam, so they feel Hazrat Imam is there. So the lover, say Majnu, for example. Majnu is Peer, Imam is Layla. So Mashuk, the sweetheart, is very active, very agile. He comes and goes away. And keeps the Majnu always thirsty and demanding. Now, don't misunderstand here. When I said that love never demands anything else, but demands only one thing, the sweetheart. So love demands only one thing, sweetheart. So the sweetheart, Leela, comes near, and as soon as comes near, again goes away. So vasal and milap or unity doesn't take place. And the lover, the Majnu, is always burning in the fire of distance, judai. So he says, chal chabila. Chal chabila means who comes and goes, he offers and then withdraws, making mischief with me, making me more perplexed and restive. Chal chabila, esunu yal bela. He tells to Mala Bapa, maya tu man vich lavo mere sahib ab teri mohabbat lagi chanchal chala jovan mat wala. Very active. The moment he is here, the moment he is away. Chanchal chala jovan mat wala mohabbat dil vich laavo mere sahib ab teri mohabbat lagi. I was telling you that whenever these composed ginans, they thought, not only imagined, they thought that in reality, Imam is here. So likewise, when we pray, any prayer at home or in Chamatkana, you must have feeling of the presence of Hazrat Imam. This is the message of Kinans, that you must feel him always present with you. If you take all the Kinans and put in a machine to derive the essence, so this is the essence. Feel Mola is always with you. Any question? Yes,
The presence of Imam in us. I remember the Imam. Who remembers one first? Do the Imam remember me first, or I remember the Imam?
Listen. You have been created. He is not created. You are the created and he is the creator. So, it means that he loves you first. He has put in you the essence, a drop of love. Now it is in your hand to derive it out of you. See the wood. Inside wood, there is fire. Put a match, it will burn. But you can't do it with steel. Unless you put steel in the fire, then it becomes hot. Similarly, in human being, God has put a drop of his love. તમારા અંતકરણમાં રોગનનું એક ડગલો છે. રોગન મીન્સ ઓઇલ. દેર ઇઝ અ કન્ટેનર વિચ હેઝ ઓઇલ ઇન સાઈડ એન્ડ દેટ ઇઝ ઇન યુ, યુઅર બાથિન. એને તમે સળગાવો, પુટ ઇટ અ લાઇટ. સો લવ ઇઝ દેર વિચ હેઝ બીન ગીવન બાય હિમ. You wanted to ask something? I explained to you that Kinans were composed to convey knowledge and guidance. I give the examples. Kinans contain many branches of knowledge and science. For instance, geometry. Kinans have so many stories to derive moral out of it. Kinans contain many prayers. You can learn from Kinans how to submit yourself to Muhazzar Imam. You can learn from Kinans how to make meditation. So it's a comprehensive collection of material. In various conditions, Pierce wrote Kinans.
Was there any ecstatic composition, like Rumi, some of Rumi's poetry was composed under ecstasy, like that?
I gave you the example, sir. Swami Raja More Man Tina Visre.
Can you give us more examples of Kinan which has geometry? You showed us one which talks of. Examples which
are geometry
in the
Kinan? Geometry and geography together this is a circle, and circle is a geometrical figure. It tells us that this is the earth which is running on its orbit in a circle, but these have told us the circle is elliptic. The word elliptic is not in the Kinans, but the word is Indanu Akar. Now, Indanu Akar is like this. This is elliptic. Eva Shinga Naga Bi Asha Zameen Asman Dakara. This is Zameen, the earth, and Asman, that means sky. Now, sky has actually no ceiling. Anything which is above the earth is the sky. So Pierce says, around the sky and the earth, there is a circle. Now this circle, he explains that it is like as a serpent eating its own tail. And when a serpent wants to eat its own tail, it becomes a circle. Washing naga biyasha zameen asman da kada ji. Kada means a circle. Nityut Puchal khave rakh lain aur kaima. Savahath puchal khave rakh lain aur kaima. Biyasha kal de jodyon ji. He says that this serpent is eating its own tail. Savahath. One hath is 36 inches. I'm sorry. one hat is 18 inches. And sava hat means 22 and a half inches. Every day, the serpent is eating its own tail at the rate of 22 and a half inches. So what is the result? The circle is becoming narrower and narrower and narrower. And Peer is leading us that this earth running around the sun in an elliptical way, actually reducing her orbit's distance 22 and a half inches every day. And there will be a day when this circle will be very much smaller than the present one. What will happen? The earth will become nearer to the sun. So much so that one day it will be pulled by the sun. And please have also given the time. You can calculate geometry, arithmetic, physics, everything is inside. You can calculate the year when it will happen. Anything else? Within next 15 minutes, 10 minutes rather, I want to leave. Punjabi. First part is Kaya Napaya Biyasha Koina Tariyagi Kaya Napaya Biyasha Koina Tariyagi. This is the first part. There is a Ginnans books are here. Pishams, yes. Narad khada pukare rakh lai kaima diya shah kal de jolyo ji. Raga fine.
To help us in our rises, we would like more examples of sciences. So if you can, for the next 10 to 15 minutes, give us more examples of sciences in the Gnan.
Now, these have told us, when the existence of this world started, it started from water. And this is what the science also accepts now, and 14 centuries before, Allah Pak has also mentioned in Quran, all life started from water. Pani Pak, Pavan Pak, Dharti Pak, Akash Pak, Suraj Pak, Chandra Pak, Dharti Pak, Akash Pak, Sahib Ji Na Naam Thaki, Sahib Ji Jamaat Pak. It starts with water. And Pani is pure, water is pure. And this purity means taking us to understand about Jeev. Jeev is pure. But it is in the Farman. Because of the Farman of Hazrat Imam, water becomes pure. Now this dua is Ghatpat's dua. Then I give you another example about science. When please mentioned about the time will come, they say, when there will be so many wonderful, miraculous happenings. He doesn't use the word science, but he uses the miracles. the ninth Kalinga. If you have learned Jnana, you know this word very well. And you must have heard from me last Saturday when I spoke about Das Avatara, Daint. Daint is the negative force in opposition to the positive force of Allah. So there will be miraculous scientific discoveries like that of, he says, gold. Gold means sugar or something sweet, or the sweetener will be derived from mud. The word mud is used in such a way, garo, what we say in Gnanic language. Haji garo mantri ne. Now mantri, it means through some process. It may be verbal process, or it may be some scientific process. Haji garo mantri ne dait gol banavse ji tiya gol na parba chalavse ji. He will derive some sweetener from the mud. And you know, the saccharin is derived out of tar. Tar is mud. He says, Haji Pani Mantri ne Gait Garat Banavashe Ji Tiya Garat Na Paraba Chalavashe Ji. He will manufacture ghee out of water, and this is margarine. Panu mantri ne daint popat padavse, mua mai baap ne dekhadse, suraj tape rasoi, pavan jinade chalanti bohari, sun reactors and sun ovens, ovens run by sun rays, and there will be vacuum cleaners that pavan chalante buhari. There are so many other things in Jnana. I may not be able to just recollect everything now.
So, but motor cars and aeroplanes.
There is, yes. There is a Pishamas Jnana. He says that kaatna ghoda ne khano khavaravse. Now, kaat and kaat. Kaat means wood and kaat means iron or steel. So he says there will be a horse made of steel and it will eat. Your motor car is eating oil, drinking water, also gas. So this is motor car. And then he says that there will be flying horses or flying beds. That is aeroplane. The Jnana is Daint Kalinga, the Pishamas Jnana. First part is Jake Pacham. This is first part. Jake Pacham De Shane Khanda Irakumahe. About the respiratory system in man's body, which depends all on oxygen, known as prana, breathing system. There is a couplet. Eccovi sadar chaiso dam din me ghatta hai re Eccovi sadar chaiso dam din me ghatta hai re Ath pohor me van jara tu kya kamata hai uth jag man mera. 21,600, the average of a healthy man's breaths in 24 hours. Dr. Saab, is it all right? Absolutely correct. Then, Peer says, he is giving us how a man is dying. Bel chalanta rahi gaya. Pehlo paath yeh likh diya hai. Sukan lago re ke vado. The garden is drying. Hare tuti ret ki mala bel chalanta rahi gaya sichana hara hare man bhamra tu lobhiya. The garden is drying, its body. Old age has come, it's drying. Sukam lago kevalo. Tuti ret ki mala. The breathing stopped. You know, ret in Indian subcontinent, there is a rope. Now, if you see straight, two ropes and wood is tied here like this, and they make it a circle, and on every staff of this wood they put a bucket, so when it goes down the bucket is upside down, and when it goes into the water and then bucket comes like this, the bucket is straight and filled with water. Again, when it comes, here this goes down, so bucket is upside down. So when it comes up, the bucket is full of water. And when it turns again, so this bucket is pouring water out of it. This is known as Ret Ki Mala. So there are two oxes, and they go round and round and round. They keep this going on. The two balad, lungs are two, phephs are two balad. Ret Ki Mala is the breathing system. And kevalo, the body is the garden. They are supplying water. And the jeev is sichanhara. When jeev goes away, oxes stop, Ret Ki Mala stops, supply of water stops, man dies. Hare man bhavara tu lobhyo. Thank you very much. You listened to me attentively. Tomorrow I'm leaving, and I have now to go to my daughter's place.
I'm sure you'll all agree that it really has been just an introduction, and it has whetted our appetite. We will have to request Missionary Sahib that when he's back from his trip, we will have to have more lecture from him, and inshallah we will select a granth and he will discuss a granth with us then.
Inshallah.
Let's pray. Mawlana Azmam, Ya Ali Ya Mawlana Shatri Mawlana Azmam, please now your children family, Ya Ali, keep them on the path of Ya Ali, keep them on the song to be delivered, Ya Ali, transform your holy son in the thank you very much. Yes, when will you be back, Mr. Isai?
Ya Ali, by the end of August.
And the project?
Inshallah.
Inshallah.
You simply pray that the thing that I'm going, may Mawla quickly complete it and fulfill my wishes. Not bad wishes, good
wishes. Before you go away, I need to list of your recitation, what you're doing and who is helping you in what. Okay, if you give me the list of the topics, I'll assign people to you.
How many you are totally in WTC?
No,
not the BBTC.
It's personally 24, but some have gone abroad on a... Not on holidays, it's a trip where teachers have gone with some students.
So it's an educational trip. North Africa.
Morocco. And the fact is that Arabic.